Alexander Shmorel was born in 1917 in the Russian city of Orenburg, south of the Urals. His German father was a doctor. His mother was Russian and died during a typhus epidemic before Alexander's second birthday. In 1921, during the confusion of the Civil War, the family fled to Munich. By that time, the father had remarried. Alexander Shmorel had two siblings, Erich and Natalia. They were raised bilingually. The family's Russian roots, as well as the loss of his mother, deeply influenced Alexander Shmorel. Early on, in his teenage years, he began the search for his own intellectual realm in the works of the Russian authors Pushkin, Chekhov, and Dostoevsky, in an attempt to shield himself from violence and constraints of National Socialist Germany. In spring of 1935, Alexander Shmorel met Christoph Probst at secondary school, and they became close friends. Later on, he fell in love with Christoph's sister, Angelika. The picture shows Alexander Shmorel during a visit to her in Marienau in 1940.
In 1937, after graduation, Alexander Shmorel was drafted to the Reichsarbeitsdienst, the then established National Labour Service, and was ordered to work at road construction sites in the Allgäu region. His radical rejection of the Nazi system deepened. In his letters to Angelika, he railed against the primitive nature of the state labor service and the ideological shift to a people's community, suppressing individual free will. He intensively studied Dostoevsky's novel Brothers Karamazov. In the chapter The Grand Inquisitor, Shmorel discovered a radical criticism about humanity's inability to handle freedom. Alexander Shmorel was highly interested in art. He played piano and balalaika. Furthermore, he took art classes at a Schwabing art school, where he met Lilo Ramdor in September 1941. They became friends and spent a lot of time drawing together. During that period, Shmorel's charcoal drawing of a local homeless person was created. In the summer of 1939, Shmorel enrolled in medical school at Hamburg University. He then switched to the University of Munich, where he met Hans Scholl, who shared Shmorel's passion for literature, music, and visual arts.